Well, I know you have your word, so I'm gonna let you go on with that. Let me greet
Okay.
Ukeman, Brother Andre. Revelation is in the house, and tomorrow you're gonna hear a lot about these people. So go ahead and deliver the word, and then we're gonna get to the topic of
Yes.
loyalty a little
All
later.
right. All
Great.
right. Well, a pleasant good evening again to you and to Donna and to Uncle Carl, to Positive Radio, and to all the listeners that are tuned in around the world. A royal greetings from the blessed big state of Texas. Amen. And
Amen.
to Donna, thank you again for this opportunity to just come in and share, a few minutes of what God has just laid on my heart. And and guess what, Auntie Donna? Guess what?
What?
I have a Monday Munchies for Positive Radio.
And today I say Merry Monday. I
I have
love it.
a
Go
yes, a
ahead with the
Monday
munches.
Munchies.
Go ahead with the
Yes,
munches.
Monday
So
Munchies.
Monday
And do
munches
you
with Nardia. Great. I
Yes,
love it.
and do you know what letter of the alphabet it's going to begin with?
No.
Okay, well, A B C D E F G
H
H I
H
J K L
M
M N O
N.
P Q R S. So S is the word. And so feel free to hashtag Monday Munchies and chew on that. All right, so Monday Munchies and chew on that.
Got you.
And today's Monday Munchie begins with the letter S. And today, Auntie Donna, I would like to talk about seasons. Seasons. Because I've come to learn that each season of my life is a stage, it's a special place specifically built to prepare me for my next assignment. And because the Lord knows the way that I take, and He knows the way that you take, each step is already seasoned with His grace and His empowerment. You see, it is God's ever-loving grace that enables you and me and all those who place their trust in the Lord to get through every sorrow, overcome every setback, and combat every sinking, despairing feeling that will want you and me to give up. But somebody shout, I'm no quitter. Hallelujah. Because Philippians 1:6 says, being confident in this, that he who has begun a good work within you, within me, will complete it unto the return of Yeshua. You see, God's grace speaks, friends. It speaks softly, and it gently whispers to the brokenness of my soul. Right smack in the middle of my painful moments of my solitude, it says, Narda, it says, Donna, no matter how dark it may be, shine. Shine, because in the gross blackness of night, the beauty and power of my light within you is the hope that shimmers across the vastness of the deep to illuminate your way. Shine, because this is the light that is not hidden beneath bushels and suppressed behind the skirts of fear, but it stands on the hilltop in faith and in direct opposition and in contrast to the darkness of the night. Shine, because this light within you stands as a beacon of brightness amidst the stormy seas. And while the vehement waves, when they're thrashing against the ship, the anchors hold to withstand the ferocious and forceful winds that tear against its sails. Now hear me, people of God. Be still and hear the Father speaking to your hearts today, because there are many going through in this season.
Right,
But I
come
hear
on.
the Father saying that through every tear you shed, through every pain you bear,
Come on.
through every wound that turns into scars, and through
Jesus.
every discomfort you will ever face in this life, the brilliant glow of my word will be like shards. They will be the spiritual arrows and javelins of your armor that will sliver and pierce through layers of tenebrosity, shattering the blackness of his evil grip. The power of faith in my word is mighty. And it is strong, that not even the shadows of death can quench its tiniest spark. Glory to God. And in your midnight hour, when everything appears unfavorable and it looks like you're about to sink, hear me, friend, the glory of my son, says the Lord, the glory of the Savior will step in to birth the miracle and dawning of your new day.
Hallelujah.
And like Paul and Silas, who sang their praises unto me, not only did they receive, supernatural intervention and divine deliverance from the very chains, from the very things that held them captives as slaves, but those who were also in the jailhouse received their sight and salvation. Glory to God. You see, you've got to understand that when the enemy strikes, the manifested glory of my presence, the presence of God isn't, it's not only for you, it's not only for me, but it is to be shared and spread. Yes, even seen with the confinements of those in the prison house. Because that's where Yeshua came. He came to set the prisoners free.
Yes.
And people are watching to see how you will respond in your maltreated season, in your season of pain, in your season of injustice. Yes, in your season of adversity, people are watching. Think about Joseph in the prison house.
Come on.
Think about the three Hebrew boys.
Come on.
Think about Daniel in the den of lions.
Come on.
Think about them and how their response to their season of pain and discomfort changed and impacted peoples and nations, glory to God. Then my children shall sing with conviction the battlefield hymn. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. For these are the real breakthroughs. These are the genuine miracles that await the children of the seed of Abraham who walk by faith and not by sight. For have I not spoken? The just shall live by his faith. Have I not promised that I will be with you to the very end of time? Even until thy old age, I shall be with you. Be encouraged, friends. Arise and shine. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to his people. And now may the Lord bless this word and may it minister to wherever he is sending it. In Yeshua's name, amen. Shalom, friends. Shalom. Back to you, Auntie Dana.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you very much. My God, what a beautiful word. What a beautiful afternoon.